Now that the chairs are out of the way and you're free to walk around, I want to ask you to use your imagination one more time. I must say, the members of the staff are very surprised at what you can do. They're very, don't you? Aren't you surprised? Yeah, they did it, you know? They got it done. All right. Now, imagine that you are on this ship. I don't want to call it no cruise line or anything like that. You are on this ship. And you are on high sea. And you need to start moving around on the ship. You're moving around on the ship. You're walking. You're on the deck. No. And as you are walking around, and you're seeing different people, somebody says, "The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking." No, walk around. You got scary. You stood, you froze. But in order for you to get on the lifeboat, you need to make groups of six. Groups of six. How generous. Okay. Break up again. Begin walking again. Let's get back on it. Get back on the ship. Split up again. You managed to save everybody on the ship. And as you are moving, now, this is about survival, guys. Yeah. You don't even hold each other when you get together in a group. What kind of safety is this? The ship is sinking. And we need groups of 10. Groups of 10. Hold hands in a group of 10. Hold hands in a group of 10. Make sure you have 10. Hold hands in a group of 10. Come on. You're fighting for your life now. Make it 10. How many groups of 10 do we have? Do we have 10? Do we have 10 groups of 10? Okay, it seems that we have 10 groups of 10. No? No one wants to. I need 10 groups of 10. No. No. Is there one group with only 9 people in it? Is only one group with only 9 people in it? 6? Okay. No, we're not going to tell you to figure it out. We're going to ask that the group of 6, one person go to another group and make it a group of 11. I need 10. Okay. All right. Thank you for trusting. Thank you for trusting. Now, do me another favor. What we're going to do, look at the people in the group where you are. These are the people you're going to be working with. These are the people you're going to be working with. Okay? Now, remember where you're standing. Get your cheers and make your group, you know, make the cheers be the small group where you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
The little exercise we did on the ship. Yes, it was to get you to divide up into different groups. I hope that everybody in the group doesn't know everybody, or that you have somebody new that you will really like to get to know in the group. And it's easier than asking you to pair off in numbers. And it gives you a chance to kind of move around. And it's something that we do a lot with young people and children, so it works. Now, the next thing that caught my attention was the fact that, you know, if you were really on a boat and you were sinking, you see, you didn't even hold hands to kind of save the next person or, you know, to really get them into the lifeboat with you. You just kept walking and so forth. But there are times in which you really need to reach out and somebody need to grab your hand and make you part of what's going on. Because sometimes, you know, you're out there and somewhere. Because when you are afraid, you either paralyze or you just do nothing. Coming together in groups in this exercise is to help you build community. This will be the community that you will work with until this afternoon. You need to get to remember who's in the group. This will be your community until this afternoon. Okay? Now, let me remind you again on some of the Indaba definitions and what is expected of the Indaba. In Indaba, we must be aware of the challenges and the issues without immediately trying to resolve them one way or another. You're not called to resolve issues, but be aware of them. We meet and we converse. We meet and we converse. Ensuring that everyone has a voice, that everyone has a voice, and that everyone can make a contribution. In our case, praying that it might be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And that the issues at hand are fully defined and understood by all. If they're not understood by all, you can ask questions. The purpose of the discussion is to find the deeper convergence that might hold people together in difference and come to a deeper understanding to the topic or issues discussed. As you build trust, as you converse, as you listen to one another, we hope that the conversation will help you build deeper understanding of the topic or deeper understanding of the issue that will be discussed. I need you to be cautioned. Indaba works best when participants do not go into the discussion with a hidden agenda or
prior solutions. You are not asked to bring forth solutions. When you bring the issues, others will add with their own voice, and a greater trust is revealed, and in the process, I will assure you, you will grow. You will learn. And you will understand not only the issue, but you will understand where other people are coming from. And you'll be able to understand other people as well. Ready for first session. You're going to get 2 sheets of paper. I know I ask you to be free, and I notice that some of you have pockets. I'm hoping that in those pockets you have some pens. If not, the staff will be glad to find some pens on the table and bring them to you. Okay. You have 2 sheets before you. One has the instructions for the suggested exercise. Everyone needs to openly recognize that this is a new grouping and get some sense of its membership. With the participants in the group going around and asking everyone to say who they are would soon become uninteresting. So, it is suggested that to get an overview of the group by asking things like, who's the longest serving clergy? Who's the shortest serving clergy? Who traveled the farthest? Who is the nearest? What language is our first language? Etc. Trying to ensure that everyone has made a contribution. Again, it is suggested that you select a group leader from among those who travel the shortest. You got 10 minutes to do that. That's step number 1.